Is it the end of the world?
Yes, it is the end of the world. And it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
We'll never die alone.
Hey, look, did you hit begin show?
Yeah.
You didn't switch. Hey!
Hey.
It's okay. You're good. Don't hit it again.
I hit begin show.
Don't hit it again.
All right.
You're good, man.
I got it.
Hey, I was going to do this. I was just going to make, hey. I used all my energy already.
Yeah, man. Fucking blows.
Maybe we're not choppy now. We'll see. But right now we look good up there. Do you see us?
I see us.
See us up there?
Hey.
We no longer
testing.
We're no longer coming at you at 60 frames per second because OBS won't let us.
It looks acceptable.
All right, man. Let's just go. Welcome to Deck One Dell. My name is Kyle, aka Keezy, if you like.
Carver Lawyer.
Welcome. Well, howdy.
Yay!
We finally fixed it. Hopefully it's acceptable.
We had a rough go, man. You know this, I think we're getting, you know what? I think it is.
What's up?
It's the Tales from the Lotus Pod CD curse.
Are we getting, what do they call it, shadow banned? Or are they pulling?
Dude, it's the Tales from the Lotus Pod CD curse. Red Tails curse. That is it. Ever since I got that thing, we've had nonstop issues.
So the curse affects like tech?
It affects it's like, I don't think it likes the fact that we do a Juggalo podcast. Like,
hold on. Okay. So the curse is like magic and shit like that.
Sure.
So how can the magic affect tech?
It just slides, you know, like the internet's like a series of tubes, right?
Okay.
And the fucking curse can just slide right up in there. It gets injected into a vein. A curse can get injected into one of the tubes of the internet, and then it's in there.
Okay.
You didn't know that? You didn't know you could curse?
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
All right.
You're so right on that one. I believe you.
Hey, man, don't make people laugh. Don't make people laugh at me. I'm serious, man. That Dark Lotus DC, that Dark Lotus CD you send me is a fucking, it's a curse.
All right. So we got a singer in the chat, man. How you doing? Yeah.
Our favorite guy.
It's a private show for you, bud. Just for you.
Yeah.
And I really do want to issue an apology. I'm very sorry about this. I feel completely helpless with these tech issues because I just don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Dude, just look at this operation we're running over here. You know, look at how glorious our stage and presentation is. It's bound to have fucking issues.
It's bound to have issues.
No one else is going this big, man. No one else is trying to go live with something other than all they do. All these other motherfuckers who go live, point a camera. They just have their camera at their face and their boring background behind them of like their clothes and fucking items. Not talking about.
Do they use to go live though? What do most people use?
They use like the webcam their camera came with or their laptop came with.
Mm.
That's what they use. And then they use. Oh, you mean like the program, the software? Yeah. I think most people are just Googling how to be on YouTube, and that's how they go live.
Really?
On YouTube, you can literally click a button and you go live with your camera on your screen, right?
Yeah, it's like the built-in YouTube live thing, right?
I think some of these assholes are using Streamlabs OBS.
Yeah.
And while sure, that is like a cooler version of OBS, it just has a lot of junk in it that's more for like game streamers, you know.
Okay.
That's all. Anyways, fuck them. We got a high-tech serious operation over here. All right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if our shit's more high tech than others. I don't know.
That's
the problem.
Oh, it is.
I'm taking your word for it.
Yeah, it's so much more. Any other guy out there that wants to challenge that, I dare you. I double fucking dog dare you.
That's what you're gonna get. You're gonna get the prices wrong, bitch.
So before we got interrupted on the last, on our previous failed stream, you were explaining, we were talking to this gentleman behind you, Jack, and you explained, you did explain that he's, he talks to us.
Yeah, hold on.
So is he talking right now?
Yeah, he was actually kind of disappointed that you couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
I assumed he thought that he could be heard by everyone.
Well, I mean, I thought we were doing a bit and like I couldn't hear him, but you say,
no, I really do hear him.
You say you can hear him.
Yes. No, I hear him.
And he talks and he says things. How's his, what's his voice sound like? Do an impression of his voice.
You're actually upsetting him right now. Like he he has feelings.
Do an impression of his voice.
It's like
hi, Bob. Hi, what's going on? Oh
my God.
Yeah, I think that might be why he doesn't let you hear him.
Wow. That is terrifying.
Hold on. It's okay. So what happened was he developed a telepathic link with me, and that's how he talks to me. And he's afraid to talk to you.
Ah. You know, I wouldn't mind having some of that telepathic link. I'd talk to him. Man. Hey, Jack, hook it up, bro.
No. Find your old dead guy on the side of the road.
Is this like how Violent J, I found a body, you found him?
You know what? It might be.
Pretty similar.
It's fine. Jack says that he's actually the influence to that song. He's the inspiration.
Wow. And it's just a coincidence that his name is Juggalo Jack, right?
Juggalo Jack. So he hitchhikes, I guess, across the country. He's been in Detroit. He's met Jay. He liked our show. So he made his way out here. Wow. And that's why I found him. Okay. I found him. He was actually on his way here. He was going to knock on your door, but I picked him up and brought him over.
So you picked him up, you mean like he was laying face down on the ground and you literally picked him up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard him as I was driving by.
Wait, you mean you heard him like under your tires?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, you heard him.
I only slightly ran over his shoe, but other than that, he was fine. He was just chilling. He was laying there. I heard him. He said, "Hey, what's going on? I'm Juggalo Jack." Well, you know how he talks.
Yeah. I'm Juggalo Jack.
Yeah. I said, "Hey, what's going on? I'm going to the show. How you been? How you doing?" We introduced each other. He was excited to meet you, but he's kind of feeling a little butthurt now because you said you can't hear him. So he developed a telepathic link with me, and he hasn't with you.
I see. That explains it.
It's like a cat. You know how cats are?
Yeah.
You know how cats like certain people and they don't? That's how he is.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. You pissed him off. Now he doesn't like you.
That's very cool.
It is very cool. I mean, it's insane. I mean, dude, think about it. Right now, I have somebody telepathically talking to me. When has this ever happened in real life?
I don't know. That's why I was so shocked that you're trying to be honest and tell me that's the truth.
It's absolutely crazy, guys. But
okay, well, anyway, cool. So he's just going to join us.
Do you care if he stays here? By the way,
nope, he doesn't bother me. I mean, as long as you're okay with him like chirping in your ear with that annoying ass voice.
Oh man, I love it. It's like an angel. It's like an angelic voice. Just like it's like a harp.
Wow,
it's like a soft harp playing in my ear.
Okay.
I love it.
If you say so. Is it gives you like ASMR?
Yeah. Juggalo JSMR.
Okay, cool, man.
No, Juggalo Jack is awesome. He's here. He's gonna chill for a bit. He's actually holding up the sign right now.
I see that. So I'm making sure our stream looks good, man, because you know, you never know with this fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It looks great. Knows. We look good. So last week you recommended a video game.
Yes, I did. It was Inside.
Specifically
Inside, but I would say also check out Limbo. They're both very awesome games.
If you're going to check out one, you should check out the other. Yeah. Is the point. I played Limbo years ago and it was awesome. It came out in probably like 2016 or maybe even before that. But
it was like, dude, it was like way before that. It was like 2010.
Really? Okay.
When that came out.
So Inside came out like 2019 or some shit, I think. It was fairly new.
Inside was, yeah, way later. And then now the same company's working on another game probably won't come out for another year or two.
Okay.
So they take a long time in between games.
Now, I haven't played Limbo like since it came out, but I really enjoyed it. But mm-hmm. I played Inside a little bit a couple years ago on when it was on Game Pass or whatever. But after talking to you last week about it, I finished Control and I was like, you know what? I'm going to look for Inside. I found it. It was on sale, actually. It probably still is. $5 if you want to get it.
Pretty cheap.
Well worth $5. I played through it this week.
It's a $5 that'll stay with you. I mean, yeah. You're going to remember that game.
I mean, I'll remember that more than I remember like the fucking a frappe that costs the same price, yeah. You know? Exactly. So the Inside, like it only took me about.
What's up, DC? Thanks for joining. Yes. No choppy chopper. I'm going to try to keep it that
thank
way.
Thank you, DC. So I played through it. It only took me.
Justin Manny, what's up?
I probably spent 4 hours total with it and I was done. Like that was it. I don't feel like I. Like was just running through it or anything.
Oh, you beat it one sitting?
No, I beat it in two settings.
Okay.
But that's how fairly simple this game is,
that's
you know?
Great. I love that nowadays. I like just sitting down a couple times and beating a game. And if it sticks with you, man, it's just, I don't know. Like I like that type of experience.
Yeah, man. There's a point of the game where it does take like a wacky like twist.
Yeah.
So just for those that don't know, here I'll pull it up just so we can while we're talking about it. The game Inside is about you're like a kid, I guess. You don't even know. You're like a dude, just side scrolling runner where. Like there's parts where you have to run away from dogs or run away from a mermaid creature or you swim in a submarine at some point. So
I love the physics of the submarine.
Though. Yeah.
I really do.
The submarine parts were amazing. Yeah. There was a couple other parts that I did want. Oh, let me see. I might have made a note about it actually.
But aside from that, you know, don't give it all the things away in the game.
I won't spoil the huge.
I mean, I don't even know how I could spoil. I don't know how to explain the ending. That's the thing. This is a fucking bizarre, bonkers fucking story.
So that's what I was saying. Like the story, you're just a kid. I gather that you're running away. You almost like it's like you were in prison, like because there's a lot of these zombie type people in the game too. Maybe you were one of those, but you broke out. It's like a equilibrium type of situation. Yeah.
But you're going back inside. It's like you break out, but you're trying to like figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's like you start out the game in a forest, and then you keep going deeper into this like factory.
You keep going deeper into, I guess what you could say the entire point of this. This, you know, the story is. So it's like inside, basically you're going inside into the core of what this story is all about.
Yeah. So like the whole point, you're kind of waiting for it to unravel, but it doesn't quite. You got to put it together yourself. There's no dialogue in the game. Yeah. There's no story at all. It's just your experience.
It's just, I mean, you have to put it together. The story is told through the situations and experiences you're in with no dialogue.
There was one part of the game that really like I made a note of because it was so it was probably the coolest moment of the game for me. Here, I'm gonna put this on the big screen for people. Not that one. Not that. The end. There's a part. Look, I put part.
Those parts are fun, I think, with the dogs.
Oh yeah,
juking the dogs.
Those parts scared me. Oh yeah, and this part you actually have to go back.
Yeah.
There's several.
Those dogs are fucking nuts, man. God damn.
There's several parts of the game where I found myself like dying like 30 times. I'm like, what the fuck does it want me to? And then you find out what it wants you to do, and you're like, okay, I see.
Yeah, it's very trial and error.
It does not hold your hand. It just it wants you. You're going to fail a million times on this game on purpose.
Yep.
By design.
Luckily what happened with game developers is they realized that if they're making a trial and error game, they have to make it to where you load quickly.
Immediately.
Because back in the day, it didn't happen like that.
Yes.
They would make a trial and error game and then you'd have to wait for a load or you'd have to start over somewhere. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like that anymore. With these games, you die, you basically, it's instantly, you're right back where you were.
Yep.
And
if it wasn't for that, like, I would have quit.
Yeah, you couldn't do it.
Like, it literally, like, it's almost like constant checkpoints after every task almost. Yeah. So it is forgiving in that regard. There's these parts where you're swimming and there's this like dark shadow, like merman creature, like that comes to get you.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole point is while you're in the water, he's coming. You just have to get to a ledge to get out.
Yeah.
There's no fighting him. There's no fighting in the game.
No, you basically have to just avoid him.
Yeah. You have to run away. Mm-hmm. But there's a part where he does like you're pulling on a chain or something and it breaks. and you go underwater and then he comes and gets you. And like, I was literally like, I get it. Cause there's sometimes where he's pulling you and like that scene where like he's pulling you, like you're jerking around and shit. Mm. And that scene goes on for like 30 seconds. I'm like, all right, dude, I get it. Mm-hmm. You got me. Okay, let's go. But there was this one scene where this chain breaks and you go under and I had that feeling. All right, dude. Okay. And then it keeps going on a little longer. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And like, I'm like, oh, he keeps pulling me down deeper. Mm-hmm. So this, it was designed for him to pull you at this part, but he keeps pulling you. And I was like, this is fucking crazy. Cause I thought I was just dying.
Yeah.
And then the game is actually like sending you. It's like, nah, like this is part of the game now. So he takes you under, like you gain like the ability to just be underwater now. Spoiler, I guess. But besides that, like that part, like really, I was like, this shit is so tight. Like it was just so well thought out. And then of course the big kind of weird part at the end of the game, like the last, you know,
that shit was
the
crazy
last like 10%
weird.
Of the game is so weird.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of ends. And like, you're like, all right, I
it
see.
It kind of ends. And you're just like, well, that was it. But man, like I won't forget anytime soon.
Yeah. The game is the shit. Well worth $5.
Great,
man.
Great game.
Highly recommend. I didn't want to spend too much time on it, but I did want to tell you about my experience since we did talk about it. But
I'm glad you had, a, you know, a lasting experience with it, because I did too, you know.
Yeah,
so did my brother. We've talked about it and stuff, so it's and a lot of people have. If you look at this online, man, people feel the same way. It's a very impactful game.
It looked like I was watching the credits at the end too, everyone was like Swedish or something, so I'm guessing that's
I believe they are. Yeah, okay. they're a Swedish company or somewhere. I'm not exactly sure,
one of those Scandinavian countries.
Yeah.
All right, so this week
they're hiring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're actually hiring for their new game.
If I was a coder guy, I would join them. All right, so this week you have another recommendation.
This week I have another recommendation for, you know, we're continuing on with the creepy games and that, you know, I like, you know, the atmospheric games, the ones that put you into a mind state, I guess you could say, you know, like a feeling, like if an on edge, I get anxious, that type of thing.
Sure.
This one is a little different. This one is an older game from the PS2 era. I always say PS2 era, meaning, you know, the 2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
I just say the PS2 era. It's called The Suffering, and I fucking love this game. One of my favorite PS2, when I had a PS2, when I got this game, it was one of my favorite fucking games, one of my favorite experiences on that system. Claims he
blacked the whole thing out. Very dated graphics, if you can get past it. By the way, this game is available for $250 on goodoldgames.com. I actually bought it. I'm going to try it out this week. But
if you can get past the graphics, which I can, I love old choppy graphics. I love them. I swear to God.
Just, then you would have loved our show 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, we should have kept doing that.
Be quiet, Jerry Curl fool.
Be quiet, you Jerry Curl fool. Why
should I? Oh, shit.
That's Torque, the man himself. Word is he shivved half the Aryan Brotherhood over at Easton.
So it's got like a...
He's okay in my book.
So this story is like you're a prison guy. And it's got F-bombs.
Oh, yeah. The voice acting and the casting is crazy, man.
And what were you telling me about the creator, one of the creators, or who the guy who helped create this game?
Oh, Stan Winston. For you guys, for you Hollywood buffs, you monster Hollywood buffs, Stan Winston Studios, I believe Stan Winston was still alive at this time, helped create the monsters in this game. They actually, I think Stan Winston Studios is credited in the game for designing all the monsters.
Okay.
So, what show are you watching? Hey, we're doing a segment, Singer. We're doing a Halloween creepy game segment.
Hey, if you guys got an idea for Carver's gaming segment, let us know if you got a name for it.
We're going to build up. We're going to build up to some Juggalo games. You know, there's some good Juggalo games out there.
Yes, sir.
We'll start light. You know, we'll start with the, you know, the basic shit.
So the graphics look actually not bad. The gameplay graphics are way better than the cinematic.
Yeah, once the game starts moving, it's actually pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, so it's going it's going from first to third person.
Yeah, that's a great part of this game. You can switch third and first. There's map, you know, you can pull up maps. So you know what the fuck you're doing. But when the monsters reveal themselves and you see the shit, man, it's awesome. You meet people and you get to, you get to choose, by the way, in this game. There's different endings.
Oh, cool.
So you get to choose whether you're a good guy or a bad guy. So when you meet people, you can kill them or you can let them live and they'll help you.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
what studio made this game?
It's Acclaim. It was published by Acclaim, and I think it was Surreal Software.
Okay.
That developed the game.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what they do anymore. They've probably been bought out and merged with other studios now.
See, that kind of shit would scare me, man. That's why I can't play these games. Like, I don't fuck with scary games. If you don't know this about me, I don't fuck with them.
So this monster is...
For that reason. He just popped out.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even see the reveal of them. They do a reveal of this monster, this race of monsters.
That scares the shit out of me, dude. This monster has, like, knives for legs.
Yeah. Well, what this monster is based off of is mental patients that got put in straitjackets.
Okay.
All these monsters are based off of a victim of something.
Okay.
Mental patient of the mental and prison systems.
Okay.
So you're gonna see monsters that are based off of all the different types of like death penalty stuff.
Okay.
Things like that. You know, gas chamber shit, hanging, and lethal injection, that type of shit. The lethal injection monsters are nuts, dude. They have no legs.
They run on like needles.
They run on like little floppy limbs, and they have needles stuck in their back and shit, and they come out of the fucking ground. It's crazy, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was trying to look up information about this game, but keep talking about it.
It's just a great game, man. If you look this game up, people love this game, and it's a gem.
Oh wow. PS2 version is selling for $314 on eBay.
That's probably a sealed. Maybe. I would imagine.
Oh yeah, it says
sealed.
Factory. Yeah. Yeah,
the factory sealed ones are pretty expensive, but you can get like a one missing the manual and shit for like probably like $50.
There's one for $47 right there. Do you own this game?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I own both of them.
Nice. Hell yeah. Dope, bro.
Love them. Love these games.
Yeah, I don't fuck with scary games, so like this game, it never appealed to me, and that's, I slept on it forever, but I'm gonna try it out just for the fuck of it. But man, I get so nervous playing some of this shit. Just playing Control, like, I got so nervous.
I think Control's a little more creepy than this. I think so.
Really?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't get creeped out like by games like you.
I don't like the jump scares is the main thing, but it's also like anything where I have to like run away from shit, like it scares me. Like, I don't know.
Ever since I've been a little kid, I've never been creeped out by games, but I do long for that. I do long to feel that, but it doesn't happen that often. But
I don't get it from movies like at all.
Yeah, neither do I.
Zero from movies. But neither games, like I can watch someone play this game all day and love it. But if I'm the one doing it, I just get so nervous. Yeah.
Well, my wife, when I was just, because I've been playing this game recently.
Okay.
My wife walked downstairs, she heard all the noise and shit. Oh, no, I was playing on headphones, but I pulled the headphones out and she heard the noise and she came down to say something. And she looked at the screen and it was during a very violent, like, fight.
Okay.
And she was like, nope, I hate it. And literally walked away. And then I was like, later, I was like, you want to watch Hellraiser? And I told her, I was like, it's 80s gore. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm fine with that. And I was like, you're fine with 80s gore, which is like the worst gore.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to watch a PS2 horror game? She's like, oh, PS2 is way worse.
Wow.
She thinks PS2 gore is worse than 80s gore.
Okay.
And in my opinion, 80s gore is some of the worst, most disturbing shit you can watch. Aside from the real thing, obviously.
Yeah.
The game is The Suffering, Justin Manny.
Yeah, I put it on the bottom there for anybody watching. So I looked it up on Wikipedia. What's the Surreal Software, the creators of this game? They only made like 5 games. It was Drakan, which was a PC game. They had a version for PS2, and then they made Lord of the Rings, The Suffering, and The Suffering 2. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring was the only one they made, by the way.
Is there a reason why the frame stopped?
Oh,
I'm still getting sound, but
what you mean the listener set? Or are you talking about the video?
Yeah, the video is there. It is
there. It is. It's just because I had a different window open.
He said Hellraiser is hot, though. Singer, what do you mean by that?
Oh, the new Hellraiser is a girl, I think.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let's look her up.
Is she hot?
Maybe.
I mean, the thing about Hellraiser is it's implied that it's supposed to be pleasurable. See, look at that monster.
Oh, yeah.
That is fucking sick, man.
That's very creepy.
These monsters are dope, I'm telling you.
Okay, so this doesn't look too bad. The monsters look like they're not too hard to fight, and like they don't like I'm scared of them like jumping around and flying around the walls and shit.
They do.
Like, I wouldn't mind fighting a couple at a time like that. I think I can handle that.
But you got the control. Another thing about this game is the control is so good, dude.
Yeah.
You got so much control over your character.
Is it open world or are you kind of on a rail?
It's an entire island.
So you can go anywhere at any time.
Not anywhere at any time, but the island, it's one. Fuck was that? That wasn't funny.
Nothing was funny.
That wasn't funny, motherfucker. No, but it's. You got to go certain things. Doors are locked. Okay. So you got to do shit before you can go certain places. That's how it is.
I see.
But it is an entire island. It's the entire island's connected. It's just an island with a prison system on it.
Hmm.
There's some minor puzzles, you know. I mean, you know, these types of games weren't known for their puzzles, but there's some minor shit.
No, I like that.
But
kind of shit, though.
There is a section in this game. You go outside, you go into the island, you go into caves, you go into quarries, you go into water, you go into like docks and stuff like that.
Like, how many hours do you think it would take to just through the story?
This is a pretty long game.
Really?
Yeah, this is a pretty long game.
Like 20 plus?
I would say not that much, but probably 10, 15.
Okay.
Maybe 15 hours. But, there's a section that is the creepiest section of this game that actually even kind of creeped me out. Keep in mind, I don't get creeped out by games or movies. This section of the game actually creeped me out. You go to an old Victorian house that has turned into an insane asylum, and that's a creepy section of this game.
Okay.
The action slows down, and it's more atmospheric and shit. And yeah, it's crazy. But you get flashlights. You get all kinds of weapons. You get a Tommy gun. You get, like, dual pistols.
Oh,
you
cool.
get all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's got a...
Oh, you get shotguns and stuff. Yeah, those are the see the monsters, they're throwing syringes at you.
Oh shit.
That's the lethal injection monster.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's creepy as fuck.
The developers said when they made this game, they gave the approach that they took was The Shining.
Oh, okay.
So when they said we want to make a game that's kind of like The Shining, this is what happened.
Okay.
So you get a lot of like, you see a lot of scenes when you walk into rooms and shit, you'll see like flashbacks and scenes that aren't really happening. Kind of like how The Shining movie was.
Okay.
So you got all these like weird ticks and shit that happen to you through the game.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna skim through it some more.
Oh yeah. And the developers also chose to make the character not talk and to make the race of the character
like ambiguous,
yeah. Like you don't know the race. They didn't want to make him black or white.
He looks like he's like. I would have guessed he was like Middle Eastern. Just looking
at him. They didn't. They wanted to make it to where you didn't know.
Okay. All right, how is the ammo like scarce?
No.
Okay. Like I know that's like a Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Trope.
There's ammo everywhere. It's an action game.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
This looks like similar, like, because, like, I've been playing through more of these, like, third-person action type games, like Uncharted and shit. It kind of reminds me of that kind of shit a little bit.
Yeah.
I've been training myself to play this kind of shit. I'll give it a shot, man.
So when does that new Hellraiser come out?
It's out.
Is it out?
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
I downloaded it. It's on my Plex.
I'll have to try to watch that shit, man.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I heard it's good.
We watched the first one a couple weeks ago, and then we got to watch the second one.
Because
I haven't seen them in years.
Same.
I remember the second one being really good. The first one is fucking disturbing.
Yeah.
The second one I remember being pretty fucking disturbing, too, but it's pretty much considered the best one.
I remember those. They went off the rails like after that.
Yeah. But I've heard this new one pays pretty good tribute to it, and it doesn't really go to, you know what I mean? It's a good Hellraiser movie from what I heard.
It is a remake. It's not just a sequel.
Yeah. Well, I heard it can be like both. It can exist in that universe.
I see. You know? Kind of like, maybe like Evil Dead.
Yeah. Some shit like that. So.
Whoa.
Oh
what
yeah.
The those, fuck?
Yeah. That's another.
No shit.
Yeah, those are the burrowing ones. Those ones fucking creep me out.
God damn it. That scares me right there. Look, as soon as I get to this part, I'll be like, God damn it.
But I'll tell you what, two shots from a shotgun, they're dead.
Okay.
That's all you need. Two shotgun blasts. Look,
this
guy,
this is a full playthrough and it's only 5 hours. I wonder if he finishes it. There's credits at the end. Yeah,
he probably does. So yeah, so 5 hours. If you play it straight through and you know exactly where everything is, yeah, you could probably do it in five hours. But I've only played through this game one time. But I have played this game multiple times, but I've only ever beat it one time. So I don't really know where everything's at.
Okay.
So you wander, you know, that adds a few hours.
I see.
So 10 hours probably average. For the average first-time player, probably about 10 hours, I would say.
That's pretty cool, man.
This guy probably knows where everything's at.
Well, it looks dope. I mean, if you're into scary games, try it out. $250 on Good Old Games. Go get you one.
Yeah, check
and
out.
The sequel's $250 also.
Yeah, and the sequel's really good too, man. They did not. The sequel was made just a year later, man.
Okay.
That next year they made and it's basically the same exact mechanics, just fine tuned. It's a little better, and yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
The Suffering, man. It is a fucking gem. I fucking love this game. Great action game. PS2 era shit. I love that era of gaming. I miss it. Take me back. fuck this new futuristic shit. Take me back, man. I don't need a smartphone. I don't need PS5. You know, take me back to a day when there was flip phones and PS2s. Not even flip phones, like the little, like the fucking, you know, the old school.
Just a cordless phone.
Yeah. Take me back to caller ID, cordless phone, PS2.
It's good shit, man.
I don't need none of this shit these days, man.
You don't need all that fancy shit.
Yeah, take me back, man.
Oh, there's Nazi shit? There's Nazis? Yeah. Do you fight Nazis?
Dr. Killjoy.
Oh, I didn't want to show it because that's the very end of the game. I didn't want to spoil.
Well, you see him throughout the entire game. You see three characters throughout the entire game, and they're the main bosses.
Okay.
There's a gas chamber boss. There's a crazy doctor boss, and there's an electric chair boss.
Whoa, cool.
Oh, yeah, and you can turn into a monster.
Whoa, sweet.
You can transform. You transform into a monster.
That's sweet.
I don't know if it showed you, but, yeah, there you can. You press triangle, boom, you transform into a monster.
Dope.
But Dr. Killjoy, the way you see him is cameras pop up out of nowhere, like projection cameras, and that's what creates him.
Dr. Killjoy.
The projection cameras is what makes him come in as a spirit.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it looked cool, man.
Very good ideas in this game.
Well, thanks for the recommendation, man. If you're into that shit, check it out. Or a father.
Takes inspiration from Silent Hill. I would say, yeah, a little bit. I mean, what horror game doesn't, really? Yeah. I mean, Silent Hill is fucking amazing. The first Silent Hill was really one of the creep. I would say the game that creeped me out the most to this day was probably Silent Hill, and it was mainly Silent Hill 2.
I played Silent Hill like when it first came out, like before it was like a thing at all. Yeah. Like I just looked at it as like it was at Blockbuster. It was like, oh, this looks like a Resident Evil kind of game. Like I think my brother might have got it. Like I played it for like 20 minutes maybe. And I was like, no, not for me.
It's creepy.
Way too foggy. Way too scary.
Yeah. Dude, it is.
Game is scary
as
shit.
Those games can be scary.
And I did play Parasite Eve for a little while too, and that got too scary.
Yeah, that game's kind of scary too. But see, and I'm not trying to put a spotlight on Silent Hill, because those games, everybody knows those games are creepy. Yeah. Everybody knows about those games, but there's a lot of people don't know about
They slept on shit like that. And not to mention, it's never been remade or re-released or even digitally available.
As far as I can, I mean, we had a hard time. We can't even get a controller to work for the fucking thing on the
PC. You can't use a controller unless you could probably remap it or whatever.
Yeah, you'll have to get a fucking third party app to remap the controls. But like, yeah, you can't. As far as I know, PS2 and Xbox era is when this was released, and they never really did anything with it past that. As where Silent Hill, Resident Evil, they've remade everything.
Yeah, that's interesting.
For fucking all kinds of shit. But Suffering does not get love.
I wonder what those guys like that helped create it went on to do. You know, if that studio only made a few games, like did those guys just stop making games too? You know,
I'm sure. I mean, these studios get bought out and merged all the, you know, with other shit all the time. So they probably merged, or the studio broke up and the people split up and went to different studios.
We'll see. In 2004, they released the sequel. In April, Midway acquired Surreal as an in-house studio in April 2004. This was the only studio that kept its original name, blah, blah, blah. The Surreal Software staff moved from Fremont to their new waterfront studio, blah, blah, blah. Surreal Software, yada, yada. It's all bullshit. In 2010, the company was merged into the nearby studio Monolith Productions.
Let's see Monolith, okay.
Let's see what they've made.
I've played some Monolith games.
So they've been making games since 97, but since The Suffering came out, those guys have made Fear, F-E-A-R.
Fear.
The Condemned games.
Yeah, those are some pretty good games.
So maybe like that's kind of like the spiritual successors, yeah, okay. You know? I've heard of those games, but again, I don't play that kind of shit, so.
Justin Manning says, I got good at modding original Xboxes. I had a modded original Xbox. I remember that. I had some goofy friend of mine do it for me, and it lasted a couple years and then failed on me, but he said he got good at modding Xboxes if anybody needs help.
Yeah, I used to mod 360s, like, as my side gig. I did it for hundreds of people and sold games and shit. I sold all my shit and stopped doing it, but... it was pretty fun there for a while. Mm-hmm. I did mod my original Xbox, but it was a gigantic pain in the ass. Yeah. I did it like 10 years ago though.
Yeah, that's how mine was. And it only lasted a couple years and then stopped working.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't turned mine on in probably 10 years. So who knows if it works. Yeah. I installed a new hard drive in it and everything.
Yeah, that's all mine. I had somebody else do it, but that's probably the same exact way you did is how I got mine done.
The best things to get if you want to mod and shit these days, just get you a fucking, original Switch, that's the easiest shit to mod, or the Wii and Wii U and Nintendo DS. All Nintendo systems, for whatever reason, are very easy to mod, but I haven't fucked with the PS2. Like you said, that one was pretty easy.
Yeah. What I did with my PS2 is all I did was buy a memory card with software on it called the McBoot software.
Mm.
Bought a...
You had to buy a network adapter?
Bought a network adapter. You don't have to buy one. If you have the original network adapter, you can mod that.
Okay.
But I bought a third-party new one. You can buy all this shit off Amazon.
Okay.
The memory card with the software, the network adapter, and then a fucking hard drive.
Hmm.
That's all you fucking need.
Nice.
You plug that shit up.
I need to do that, man. That sounds awesome.
You format your hard drive, and then you can literally start immediately ripping your games on that shit.
I want to see if I could get that for like the PS3 and PS4 at this point. I seen they did jailbreak the PS5 this past week too.
This segment, yeah, this segment. Sorry, Singer, we're talking about some games right now,
bro. Big time gamers. Speaking of games, I did want to shout out before we move on to the album real quickly. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Wow, 30 fucking years.
Mortal Kombat has had so many characters in that franchise.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of wicked clowns, Sweet Tooth was the original pick to be in Mortal. I don't know if I've said this on this show, but Sweet Tooth was the original pick instead of Kratos, but they went with Kratos.
Interesting.
For Mortal Kombat, but Sweet Tooth... The same guy who did Twisted Metal is who created Kratos in God of War.
Oh, interesting.
So Sweet Tooth and Kratos are kind of linked because they were created by the same guy.
That's weird. I didn't know that. I'd say Kratos is more of a mascot these days.
Yeah, but
back in the old days,
I still love Sweet Tooth, especially, man. He just got more and more crazy and awesome as the years went on. But Twisted Metal Black, by the way, if no one has ever played Twisted Metal Black for PS2, play that shit. It's great. You can actually get it on PS4, download it. They kind of upscaled it, and you can download it. Awesome game. Anyway, oh yeah, and they're making a series. They're working on a series for Twisted Metal, and I believe Samoa Joe is playing Sweet Tooth.
Interesting. Like the wrestler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because Sweet Tooth is big.
Okay.
By 2012, when they made the 2012 Twisted Metal, they had some cinematics in there, some live action cinematics. Sweet Tooth was played by this gigantic motherfucker, and he looked like Jason. I swear to God, he was Jason.
Damn.
He ran wild with a giant cleaver and just fucking killed people. It was crazy.
Okay.
Awesome shit. We need to show some of those cinematics sometime. Mm. But yeah, so Mortal Kombat, what my point is, it would have been awesome if they would have got Jay and Shaggy in Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah, that would,
you know,
of course.
Killer wicked clowns, man. Like you almost had Sweet Tooth, man.
Yeah, that would be sweet. You know, why didn't they keep up with like the Def Jam games and put them in that?
I know, that would have been fucking amazing, dude. I thought that was going to happen eventually.
Those Def Jam games were like, those were the spiritual successors to like the N64, WWE games.
Dude, the Def Jam games were some of my favorite wrestling games.
Yeah,
I love.
They were very tight.
I remember that first one, dude. When that first one came out, it was mind blowing.
Yeah, I'm shocked they haven't kept that going. Like they could add just an entire crazy roster of rappers and crazy. Like it doesn't even have to be Def Jam. Just give us like rapper wrestling or you know.
I think by the time they came out with the first Def Jam game, ICP was already off of it. They were already they were already independent by the time it was during that Shangri-La era.
Yeah. Well, I guess these days that WWE game has created character and. You can make anybody on that shit now. Yeah.
And I've watched videos of like people have done some sweet shit with the with the ICP shit.
Really?
Yeah, they've made Jay and Shaggy and shit. Yeah, and
that
like
sounds dope.
Jerseys and like detailed jerseys and shit. Awesome shit.
That's dope.
But man, I just those Def Jam games were fucking amazing, man. I wish they would. And I remember when that shit came out, I thought they were gonna do it because ICP was on Def Jam. Yeah. You know, back
man,
in the day,
that would have been sweet.
And it was cool, man. In that third one, I think it was the Fight for New York, Def Jam, the Fight for New York. It might have been the second or third one.
There was one called Vendetta, I think.
Vendetta was the first one. I have that one. That's kind of expensive. You can get it for like $50.
Okay.
It's pretty expensive now.
Yeah, Justin Manny said that Fight for New York is like $200.
Yeah, it's expensive as shit now. It's crazy, yeah.
Very tight.
All right, man.
Well, I just bought Def Jam. By the way, sorry. I just bought Def Jam Vendetta in a game store a few months back over the summer. I was in a mom and pop's used game store. They had Def Jam Vendetta in there. There were some kids in there, some teenagers. They were looking through games and shit. I looked beyond the counter and there was a stack of games and Def Jam was in that stack. And I was like, how much for that Def Jam Vendetta? And guy pulled it out, typed it up and shit. And I can't remember what I paid for it. I probably paid like, I had credit for the store. So I think I only paid a few dollars.
Okay.
But the credit, what I used for credit was like, probably was like $50 or something.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah. So I got that. And when the guy handed it to me, those teenagers turned around and they was like, oh shit, what is, oh, is that Def Jam? Oh man, what, do they have another one? Like they were wanting it, man. They knew about it.
Really?
Yeah. Teenagers, man. These younger teenagers knew about that game.
Interesting.
And like they you know what I mean? But they ain't got the eye, man. You gotta look beyond the counter. Look at them stacks, man. Yeah. Look at them stacks and see what they got.
That's sweet. Hey, that's tight. You got one for relatively cheap.
Yeah, you know. I order stuff off eBay a lot, but like if I can get some credit going in the store and shit, I'll go in there, you know, trade some shit in, and then if I find a gem, I'll get it.
All right, bro, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so today you guys didn't come for video game talk, did you?
No, man. Why are we doing this
at this point? Let's keep it real though. When it comes to like these albums, we care way more about video games than we do these albums.
I ain't gonna lie, I have not listened to this album.
we played it while we were getting ready and shit earlier, so I think you've heard enough. This album, I don't think is as good as the third one. Just putting it out there, but you know, it's a shorter one. This one's only 10 tracks, 30 minutes long. Pretty easy listen.
This is essentially going to be a listening party because I've never heard it.
Yeah, we'll roll with it.
So. And if you guys don't like the video game talk, just let us know. I mean, we might stop it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't like it, you know what? Fuck off. Like,
we're going to do what we want here. It's at Deck One Down.
This is our show. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, hey, when we get to 1,000 subscribers, we can start taking requests, okay? Until then, we're fucking doing our shit. We get to 1,000 subscribers, there's money on the line. For now, y'all just... Yeah, exactly, Shags.
Oh man. See, he said sing it is my jam.
Yeah, it was that song's okay.
Okay, I'll have to.
There's a couple really good songs on here. I will say that, but most of them are forgettable. I listened to this album probably 3 or 4 times total and I don't remember like any of it. They're all pretty like standard, you know.
Well, on the topic of Halloween, I mean, what have you guys been listening to? Have you been listening to any, you know, classics, or is there any type of music you listen to during Halloween? I mean, aside from, you know, the obvious Hallowicked shit.
Yeah.
I go back and I listen to some weird stuff on Halloween that I remember just, you know, in my past as a kid hearing at Halloween. It just kind of just by default became Halloween time songs.
Okay.
There's some cool, there's some shit I listen
like
to.
Like what? Monster Mash?
Monster Mash! Oh! A lot of movie soundtrack shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Fucking Thriller's always a big one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gotta listen to Thriller. You know, there's all kinds of shit. A lot of rock and metal and stuff I would listen to back in the day that always give me the Halloween feel.
Okay.
That I don't normally listen to nowadays, but I'll throw back on just because it gives me that Halloween feel.
Okay, I feel that. So, let me look up the production on this album, because it's not bad, but it's not quite as good as the last one. The last one we determined was all Fritz, I think.
Hellbilly Deluxe, yeah, that's a good one. I haven't even thought of that, because I haven't listened to that in a while, but yeah, man, Hellbilly Deluxe is probably a pretty damn good album for Halloween.
Yeah, it's a good Halloween one.
Some Aussie stuff, you know, shit like that.
Hell yeah. So this song is called this album's called The Haunted Record Player, and I think this is like the title track. It's called Needle on the Record. I haven't paid enough, I'll be honest, I haven't paid enough attention to know like what the story they're spinning here is. It's kind of hard to pay attention.
DC Fago guy, that's actually a good idea for a show.
What?
Our next show, we should literally play Adam's Family theme for 17 hours.
Oh, and just give our review of it?
Hold. Yeah, Juggalo Jack says that's what he want, that he would love to actually.
Do you just want turn? Do you just want to turn this album off and do that now?
Yes. Hold on. Juggalo Jack says, let's wait.
All right,
let's wait.
If he said so.
Okay. Juggalo Jack calls the shots here now.
Okay, Jack. Thanks.
Yeah, know what I'm saying.
So that track was produced. Most of this is produced by Fritz. The last album was mostly Fritz too. Okay. I don't know if you saw that. DC posted a picture of the inner tray of the album when you got the physical copy of the last one, number 3. It actually had the track list and the credits on it.
Okay.
But so this one's also mostly Fritz. So I mean, Twist is still heavily fucking with Fritz, which I like.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean,
that's their Mikey Clark, if you ask me.
Yeah.
This track is produced
I'm keeping 55th.
This track is produced by Straitjacket, though, and this track is pretty tight.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool. You know what? I might like this album. I don't know. I'm just going off your word. You said it's boring, but I haven't heard it.
I think it's pretty boring, but
I had a very crazy week, I didn't get time to listen to it. I apologize, but this is a listening party. From what I'm hearing right now, for the past couple tracks, they sounded all right.
Yeah. I like the rockness of this track. Like, it goes hard. This song does have Blaze, Gibby Stites, and Boondocks on it.
Who is it? Gibby?
Gibby Stites.
Gibby Stites. Have they worked with him since this?
He was on Magic Ninja at this time. He put out like one or two albums on Magic Ninja, and then he's off. So I don't know what happened there. He's an okay rapper. He's just generic and boring, yeah. You know?
Justin Manning said he watched Halloween 3 this morning, Ultimate Halloween movie. You know, there's a lot of people that say Halloween 3 is the best Halloween. I don't remember it.
I haven't watched it since I was a child. I remember
the second one was weird, wasn't it?
The second one was a sequel to the first, but the third one was like its own thing. It's where the pumpkin.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so the third one is the one that didn't follow the story.
Right.
Okay. People seem to like it, though. People say it's like really good.
Yeah, I should rewatch that. It's been so long. This is Gibby.
I mean, it sounds pretty vanilla.
He's got bars, but he's just boring. You know? Yeah. I will say this, they released this album on vinyl, by the way, which I thought was intriguing. The album cover is very dope. I really like it a lot.
Yeah, this song ain't bad. I like the beat. I like it. It doesn't sound too bad. There's nothing I'm disliking about it.
Except for Boondocks.
You know what? This reminded me of fucking Cottonmouth Kings. Like,
Cottonmouth Canyon, oh, getting yeah. money right, getting high. Cottonmouth Canyon, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that kind of like rap, the rap style.
Yep,
at least at least back in the day.
Yeah, just very like over pronouncing words and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody else hear that? I'm hearing Cottonmouth Kings on that.
They got a little Cottonmouth Kings vibe.
I don't know.
Oh, speaking of Cottonmouth Kings, yesterday was also 20th anniversary of Rolling Stone.
Really?
I saw that on, I think, Beneath Third. Yeah. You remember that album?
No.
That was the album I checked out on Cottonmouth Kings on. It's is like all like fucking like poppy punk shit.
Was that the one with like the drawn cover with like the yes. Statue of Liberty yes. and shit? There's some okay shit on. I kind of remember.
Oh, no, no, no. The one with the Statue of Liberty is a different one. Rolling Stone was the one with the bus. Like it's like a...
Oh, okay.
Like yeah, a V-dub yeah. bus on the front.
Yeah.
It's all colored though.
Justin Manny says he hears Roseanne Barr. Bro, I kind of do too. You know what? Justin Manny, it's funny that you say that. I was just watching the TMT 2012 Ninja Turtles series. And I'm at the end of season 2 where the invasion happens. If anybody's into that series, season 2, the end, there's an invasion part 1 and part 2 where the Krang come down and they invade the city, and like Shredder's like taking advantage of that whole thing while that thing's going on. But anyway, Krang Prime, the main Krang, is Roseanne Barr.
Really?
I swear to God, it has to be. It has to be.
Let's Google it.
If I'm wrong, kill me on the spot right now. Slit my throat. Gigolo Jack, kill me. Choke me when I'm not looking or something. Don't rape me in my rectum. How do I watch this? Roseanne is Krang Prime. Crutch. Is that true? Because it sounds exactly like Roseanne Barr.
Oh, Nolan North does a voice of the Krang in that.
The Krang?
Yep.
Well, look at Krang Prime.
I'm trying to see if she was just on here.
By the way, if nobody's hip or likes the TMT 2012 Nickelodeon series, it is awesome.
Is it good?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's great. It's a fucking classic. Like imaginary tidal waves to swallow up. And I think it's on
Roseanne does do Krang Prime. You're right. Yeah.
And I think it's on YouTube. Or not YouTube, Netflix.
It's got a lot of good voice actors. I see Kate McCucci, I like her. Tom Kenny.
Yeah,
good
dude.
Guy. Corey Feldman does the voice of Slash.
Dude, the voice acting in that show is awesome.
JB Smoove does Bebop.
Yeah, there's dude. It's all, I didn't
He's
know.
Awesome.
I didn't know that, but dude, the voice acting in that show is awesome. It's amazing.
Hell yeah. Is it Robert Paulson in it?
Who's that?
Oh yeah, he does Donatello. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He used to do Raphael. Now he does Donatello. I think he's a better Donatello. I swear to God.
Really?
I think he does Donatello.
He was doing both of them, I think, at one point.
Dude, Donatello is the standout in this show.
Okay.
That's why I think you would like it.
Dude, Rob Paulson is a fucking legend. Do you know about that guy?
I mean, I know he's done a lot of shit.
He's done so much. Yeah. He's like a fucking Billy West type of guy.
Yeah, I know Billy West is a legend.
God damn. Seth Green does Leonardo. That's sweet. It's got a lot of good voices.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jason Biggs does Leonardo, goddamn.
We're forgetting something. Justin Manny just reminded me. Jay's mom also did Krang.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Well, we knew that. We just forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows that. Fucking loser.
You did comment on ROC's verse on this song.
You are a loser for not remembering that. What?
Am I?
Say that again.
ROC was rapping this song, and you had a comment on it earlier.
Loser says what?
Hold on, I'm
moving. Searching Jason Biggs. Sorry, I'm reading.
Man.
Does anybody like this verse?
It's aggravating.
The weapons won't prosper? Yeah, just hearing this verse in passing, it reminds me of House of Crazies.
Yes.
And I'm like, at this point in 2021, when did this come out last year? In 2021, why is he still rapping like that?
Great question.
I don't hear, like...
There's no growth.
I don't hear any characterization. I don't hear any, like, pronunciation nuances that, like, make... that stand out.
There's no, like, bars that, like, it seems like he put a lot of thought into. It's like how Isham raps. Like, it's just like...
Yeah.
He shits it out onto a page. And, like there's no, like, revision, you know?
I don't... Don't make fun of ROC. I mean, I'm not making fun of them. I mean, I think ROC contributed in the early days of horrorcore.
I think ROC fucking sucks. I always think he's fucking sucks. And that's why Twisted left him behind. The fact that he keep fucking with him is because they're being nice guys.
I think he was good on... He was a support character.
Yes.
Supporting cast. That's all he was, I think.
His voice is cool. So give him a hook. Give him a chant here and there. But a whole fucking verse is too much of ROC.
I think Isham is very capable of being a standout lead.
Sure.
If he wants to be.
Yeah.
Most of the time he probably doesn't care to. But like when he wants to be, Isham can do it. You know what I mean? ROC, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, if we're comparing him to Isham, I don't know why. Is it because he's black? Or are we racist?
I compare him to... Well, one, yes, because he's black. But two, because he's also a kind of a shitty rapper that has had potential. That's the reason I was comparing him. He's a side character. Isham has been a main character. These days, he's a fucking side character. Yeah. Just like... ROC.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of side characters in the Juggalo world.
But listen to how Monoxide raps on this verse.
Now,
he's rapping like as a not side character.
Do we? I guess the reason why we're comparing ROC to Isham is because I guess some people look at ROC as Twisted's Isham, sort of.
Maybe.
Like he's like the kind of like the guy that got him going, or he was like, you know, the standard or something.
Okay. You can say that.
And that's kind
of... I say it's more because he's black, but...
I mean... You got Twisted and you got ICP, dude. Even Blaze sometimes takes a backseat side character.
You're right.
Blaze, Boondocks, you know? All that shit.
But how come, like, on a song like this, like, Jamie and Monoxide, they stick out as, like, pros on this kind of song, where he's boring, like you're waiting for his part to be over. Like, what is it specifically about their rapping or their voices or whatever it is that makes them to where you want to pay attention to what they have to say? Like, cause
I don't know,
Monoxide's verse on this song was tight as fuck.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
like Jamie's was passable, but RC's was garbage.
I think I don't know, man. It's very... I mean, I think Paul's one of the best rappers in the Juggalo world.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I don't fucking care about chopping and how fast you go and, like, you know, how gangster you sound. I think Paul has nuances and subtle ways how he does things that it just stands out above the rest. But like ROC, I've heard some things I do like about him. But I don't know, man. Is he just phoning it in? Does he care?
I think he has potential just because of his interesting voice. He can write a beat. I'll give him that. I mean, that's part of it. Being able just to write a beat and to write like coherent lyrics, but write interesting lyrics. You know what I mean? Do some different inflections on your voice. Like instead of I'm ROC and I'm rapping like this, I'm ROC. This is all I can do. I'm ROC. Here I go again. Here I go again. Sounds I'm like ROC.
Sounds like a captain of a starship or something.
Yeah,
like a
dude.
Cartoon star. Like, I am ROC. I am headed to the stars to defeat you.
Here I go once again. Off on an adventure. I'm ROC, the third member of House of Crazies.
You stupid ass.
I'll take ROC's voice over Blaze's fucking Michigan J. Frog voice anytime. I need to get that as a drop.
Hello, my baby.
Benham says ROC in early House of Crazies releases was pretty dope, and I did too. In those early releases and those very, you know, amateurish releases back then, there's a charm to that sound, and I think he did fit very well in that sound.
Sure.
But once...
But that was 1995.
Exactly. Once a few years had passed, and once everybody had progressed, ICP and Twisted kept progressing. What did he do? Was he still rapping?
He put out, like, a couple of solo albums over the years. I remember, like, when we were doing the original Keezy show, like, back in 2006, he released an album... And I downloaded it and, like, burnt it to a CD and listened to it. And it sucked so bad, I threw it in the toilet and pissed on it.
Wow.
That's how much I didn't like it. And then I had to fish it out of the pissy toilet and throw it in the trash proper, of course. But...
Wow.
Damn, Tina.
Yeah, I know. This song is tight.
Yeah, singer says this is the best hook on the album. I don't know, man. I think this is what I truly think what happens with the loss of, I guess, quality in rapping with ROC, or if he ever had. If he ever progressed to the levels of a Twisted or anything, right? What I think is possible is Twisted got picked up by ICP. They said, we like you guys. And from what I remember of what Jay said in his book, it wasn't necessarily because they thought ROC sucked. It's just that he was, like, controlling and bitchy. Mm. That's what I remember. That I could be very. I could
he
be
probably
wrong.
Just didn't want to bend over and take it from Papa Jay. He's like, nah, bro.
Exactly. And I don't blame him.
And Jamie and Paul are like, yes, give it to us, Jay.
They're like, give it to us. Give it to us. But we're going to fuck you over in the end anyway.
Yeah, there's two of you. There's two of us.
Wow, dude.
And then they accepted it. Like, yum, thank you. Until they get tired of it. It doesn't feel the same. Then they started wanting to give it to other people.
You don't get hard anymore for me.
And they wanted to start giving it to other people like Young Wicked and Boondocks.
Damn. That's fucked
man,
up.
I just laid out the history of Psychopathic and Magic Ninja Entertainment for that you guys.
I had a serious thought and you just fucked it up, man.
Sorry.
Anyway. This is what I'm saying. Twisted got picked up by ICP and they literally got brought on the bandwagon. Like, you're going to be famous now. You're going to be essentially famous.
Yeah.
You're going to be rubbing elbows with celebrities, stars. We're going to be in big time studios, blah, 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 blah. You got to bring your A game. You're almost in a situation where you have to bring it.
Yeah.
You have to progress.
Like, we're putting you in the spotlight and you just have to sink or swim.
You have to be good. You have to elevate. You have to get better.
Sure. And they obviously saw the potential.
And they did. And Twisted got better. They got a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
ROC didn't have that.
Yeah.
He made a
House of Crazies album with that other guy from Half Breed.
Yeah, but
that guy could have been his Violent J.
You know what I'm saying, though. They didn't get brought on like Twisted did.
Yeah.
Twisted got brought on and were the proteges, is that the word?
Yeah.
Of ICP. They were, you are with us. You are basically our tag team partners. You're here. Yeah. Twisted rose to the occasion.
Yeah.
They swim.
Their dicks got hard.
Their dicks got hard. Let's get high and just fuck. But in all realness, when you don't get put into that situation of stress, like you got to buckle down and do it. And then later on in life, Twisted brought him on, and it's like they almost didn't care if he tried or not.
Yeah, they're like, just do whatever you can.
So I don't think he ever had
to
do.
They didn't like push him. They were more. Yeah. They probably. I don't. Who knows if they were even in the studio with him ever? So, I think he's released an album or two even on M&E. Yeah.
So
he did an album with Blaze too. That Zodiac imprint album. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, that was on Psychopathic, I think.
I kind of remember that, but not really. But that's what I think what happened with some of the rappers kind of like in this situation.
Yeah.
They just did not get put, and it's not their fault.
Oh, it was on M&E, my bad.
It's not his fault. You not most people aren't going to be put in those situations. You're not going to be forced to progress like that.
So, and then they did the same thing with Blaze, pretty much.
Yeah,
know?
They did the same thing with Blaze and ABK. They all ICP were the only people in this genre that are able to put people on that spotlight and force them to get better.
Because Twisted never rose to that same. Well, they were when they were with ICP, but since they've been on MNE, they probably will not rise to that level again. So, but what they're doing with their artists now are just kind of be like, y'all are MNE, but do your own thing.
Yeah,
do your own thing. We're not going to really be in the studio.
They don't want to be like ICP. Well, they don't want to be like Jay.
We're not pushing you. Yeah. We'll help your merch.
But I think it's almost like you have to have a hard ass boss to push you.
Yeah,
almost like militant.
Sure,
you have to be pushed. You got to get better. There has to be a competitive fucking element to it,
or goals.
Yeah,
or rather than just putting out,
just
an
go,
album.
Hey, we're doing an album. Throw a verse here, throw a verse there. These people they're not being pushed to get better.
How much care is actually going into some of these guys' albums, like their songs? Like, how much time and effort is really being spent on writing it, other than just like getting a random beat and being like, okay, yeah, I can write to this, and then just shitting out whatever dumb bullshit comes to mind. Like, how many motherfuckers? And speaking of like people like ROC and other people on M&E or even Psychopathic, who cares? But how many of them are sitting down with a beat that's like tailored to them, that they're tailoring the fucking lyrics to the beat? Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers are just writing to a beat. You know what I mean?
You almost need a figure that can control, that has the ability to control everything.
Yeah.
And you do, there, some of that does, so, you know, you get pleasurable things that happen with studios and
sure, of course,
when you have a big boss like that, for instance, Vince McMahon controlling WWE for so fucking long, WWE got stale.
Yeah,
everything went through him. Everything had to go through. He signed off on that, everything, and that made it suffer. But he did have control of everything, and he pushed people, and he could push people to the fucking moon. Rock, Austin, those types of people.
Yes, you need a Vince McMahon.
You need some sort of that. Maybe not a Vince McMahon, but a version of that. Maybe not Jay, Violent Jay, but a
business-minded
some sort of version.
Yeah, somebody who can see the vision.
Yeah, somebody who can see a vision and push you. And yes. You have to be almost feared and respected. Maybe not feared, but respected.
Yeah, I feel that.
I think in the early days, people respected
like Suge Knight to Tupac.
Yeah, people respected Jay and probably Jump Steady too. Just the element of Psychopathic. People respecting that shit. Oh shit, we're on something big here. We got to bring the A game. But then you had people that didn't. They didn't want to follow into that line. They didn't bring the shit. They didn't bring the A game. So I don't know. I think that's kind of what's going on with it. Sorry, that was a rant, a long rant about
RSC. No, that's good, man. I mean, it was relevant because, I mean, he's in a couple of these songs. Charm is like, let's see, DJ Slug. Charm is like listening to an old punk band, the demos. I don't know what he's saying. RSC got better, but he's not a genius like Isham, ICB, or Twisted. Okay. Also, RSC looks like Mike Tyson. Okay.
Well.
So that last song, which we talked through.
I didn't mind that last. I was hearing was cool.
That song was pretty dope. It was produced by James Garcia. And it was starring the Venomous Five, which is Twisted and Al Azul.
Okay.
And on that song, and there's another song with Venomous Five here in a little bit too. Twisted and Al Azul, they sound good together. I will admit, like, I'll listen to a Venomous Five album. Like, Al Azul can fucking bring it. I just get tired of their boring like gimmick. Put them on an album with Twisted, I'll pay a little bit more attention, I think, you know. So I could see myself enjoying a Venomous Five album, truly.
Okay.
Because I think Al Azul is they are good enough rappers to be able to push Twisted.
Okay.
You know?
Make Twisted guy. We gotta kinda step it up here.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think Twisted, because of the boot camp they went through with Psychopathic, they know how to step up.
They got the skills and the things you need.
They know what to do when it's time to do it.
I think this might be my favorite song on the album, Paint the Town Red. This is House of Crazies. Here's ROC, the man himself. Let's hear him. The red sun, all of
it's now done. Screaming that red rum, bodies make hobbies, madmen, I'm sobbing. Never planning on stopping, the vampires unlocking. Levels on levels, push on the pedal, but you can't escape. Drug of my choice is blood syrup, bitch, you my pancake. Awake the clutch, now we in gear. Leak from your ears, sleep from the rear. Peek through your shears, eyes clear.
Nah, he's doing some shit.
It ain't bad.
His voice is so cool. It doesn't matter.
I think he's bringing it on this. I'm actually kind of missing his verse now.
This song's fresh.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, he came with it on
okay,
that.
Okay, man. Hey,
he uses. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
RLC came with that one. I liked it, so I don't take back everything I said, man. I got to hear more.
There was a
of that kind of fire.
There was an annoying effect on his verse on the last one too.
Yeah.
In his defense, here's Jamie killing it on this song.
Little bridge.
Yeah, I guess so.
Does he keep rapping after this?
Yeah, I think so. I like that. Church is that bell. This song's tight, man. It's just like got a vibe.
Yeah, I do like the beat a lot. I like this. I like the song. I still kind of wish Jamie would tone it back sometimes.
Like just like be
yeah,
like kind of chill.
You know what I mean? Money men of church.
Yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean? Tone it back just
like,
a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. He's got it turned up to fucking 11 so much. Like
be like. Listen to Monoxide yeah. in contrast. Listen.
I mean, he's
bringing it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's
right.
bringing it. They're bringing it a lot, but I think you can go either way with the speed. I think you can be calm on this beat too.
Yeah,
you can be calm and like creepy. Yeah. I don't know. I just like his punchlines.
He's sounding great.
I just like the way he drops lines better. I mean, yes, Jamie's great, but man, just Monoxide's got
just so smooth.
Monoxide's just got something different.
He's got I think Monoxide has the natural talent that, like, you know, Chris has, that Jamie has to actually try to bring it out, you know?
You know, they had a seminar back in the day where they said the opposite. Where Monoxide literally said, I have to try hard at what I do, and Jamie has a natural talent.
Really?
I think Monoxide even said that.
Wow, that's interesting.
So I kind of agree. I think Monoxide has a different type of talent. Jamie can just go. Jamie can just rap. He can just go. He can just, you know,
but
do the thing.
So it's probably more like Monoxide is actually honing it.
Yeah.
Where Jamie's just like, it just comes out. Where yeah. Monoxide will put it out and then hone it.
Yeah.
Hone it. Okay.
I so think it, you I might think it's be right. More of that, more,
it sounds effortless.
Yeah. I think, but that's what it is. I think Monoxide is very good at making his stuff sound effortless, where Jamie sounds like he's putting too much effort
yeah.
sometimes.
Monoxide just seems, it sounds sometimes like he's just like sitting here with you and you're like, hey, Monoxide, rap to this beat.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, da, 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 da. You know, and then he just fucking crushes it.
Yeah.
This song kind of sucks, by the way.
To the first or average listener, people are going to always pick out Madrox.
Yeah. He's got an interesting like sound to him,
yeah.
for sure.
But I think
a bigger sound.
But I think to a hip-hop head or someone who studies it, they're going to eventually land on Monoxide being, like a singer says, having more soul.
It's a more subtle like
yeah.
talent, you know?
And sometimes that's what lives on more, so
I feel that. Yeah, this song sucks. This has Oh the Horror. It's a Halloween song, at least. I'll give him that. It's a Halloween song on this Halloween album.
I mean, I could see this in like a I'm walking through someone's spooky haunted house and it's
sure.
playing. Other than that, I wouldn't care.
You know what? I would even think this was a pretty cool song to play live. Yeah, it's probably not bad, but he's like saying, "You looking good, girl. You're looking sweet." Talking about being a Halloween treat.
What's up, Godzilla? KOTN?
Trash Fire TV.
Trash whoop, whoop. Fire TV.
Oh, I wanted to give a shout out to another commenter that comments on every single video of ours. He never listens live, though.
Oh, yeah?
JP the Wicked Ninja. Have I mentioned him before?
Yeah, you have.
That guy literally drops a whoop whoop on every single video we put out. So, whoop whoop to you, JP the Wicked Ninja. We
JP
appreciate
the Wicked
you.
Ninja. Whoop whoop, brother.
I just had to give him a shout out, man, because he's been there for a long time, and we never shout him out. He's just not really a character. He just pops up in the comments every week. A whoop whoop.
Well, maybe he just.
I don't give a fuck.
Probably. Speaking of not giving a fuck, I'm skipping this song. All right, so the last song, track 10, is Quarantine, which is another Venomous 5 Twisted and Al Azul song. So you get another taste of them. This song is a little more like slower and darker. Not really like hype at all, but it's pretty cool. I like the Al Azul guys' voices. I think they're dope rappers. Like I said, I just don't give a shit about what they say.
Vonjay, the country singer. I don't think Jordan Peterson is a secret wicked ninja. He cries too much to be a secret ninja.
I saw that video of him crying. This is the hook. Yeah. It's not very catchy.
It's like got that aggravating sound.
But Jamie's verse was pretty tight. Pretty tight. I liked it. I mean, that's fine.
What?
Oh, Jack had an opinion on that? Yeah, we haven't asked him his opinion on this album at all. He hasn't really chimed in. I mean, for him being such a big Twisted fan,
he's actually upset.
Oh, why?
He said he wishes ROC was on this song, and ROC has been the standout to him.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a feeling Jack is just contrarian.
Jack, what do you got to say about that? Are you going to say anything? Are you speechless? He's speechless.
Okay.
You shut him down.
Oh, sorry, Jack. I didn't know.
Say sorry to him. He's got feelings.
Jack, sorry about that, bro.
He's cool. He says okay.
All right. Well, I hope he's liked our discussion on this album.
He's cool, man. I mean, he loves Twisted. He loves, you know, he likes Twisted better than ICP. So there's that.
Okay. Well, man, this album's coming to an end. What are your opinions?
It's not bad. I don't like this song. I'll say that. I don't like this song. I mean, yeah, the verses were, you know, the verses were high energy and, you know, there was some shit in the verses, but I just can't listen to that type of shit over and over.
Yeah, I feel that.
But there's definitely some tracks on here that I could definitely listen to more and more. There's some good shit on here. I like it. I'd say overall, I don't do number ratings on here normally.
But did you think it was better than the last one?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think I like 3 far more than 2. There's some memorable songs on 3 where 2, like, there's one or two songs. Literally, if I'm picking my favorite songs, it's probably Go Out, which was the one we liked with Gibby Stites and Boondocks earlier, and Paint the Town Red. Those are my 2 favorite songs on there.
Yeah.
The rest of I could take it or leave it. Like, they weren't bad necessarily. There wasn't a song on here I hated, I guess, but they're just kind of lame and boring.
Yeah. I'm going to say, so far, I like the 3rd one the best.
Well, next week, I'll say next week we're going to do the 1st one, but we won't. We'll do that the following week.
Next week. Yeah, next week we got another little plan. But yeah, I mean, in 2 weeks, Violent J the Country Singer, we shall do the first Samhain.
So yes, next week we will be coming back and celebrating the 30th anniversary, essentially, of ICP's career.
Yeah. I mean,
we can't just overlook that. We have to celebrate.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, show up for that. I mean, hopefully we're not doing a slideshow and everything's good.
on
the tech front, but yeah, show up for that.
I hope we got that worked out now. But yeah, man, that'll be fun. So look forward to that. We're celebrating Carnival next week, and then we'll get back to the Samhain albums. That said, I don't know if let's see. So Carnival, then we'll have Samhain one, and then we'll have one more Sunday. So we'll hopefully, we won't be able to do Woe, unfortunately. Maybe the first week of November, because if Woe does come out on Halloween, which we hope it does, that'll be our November 1st show or whatever.
Should we have any
November 6th?
Should we have, should there be any reason to think it's not going to come out? Has anything happened?
I haven't heard anything, but okay. You haven't heard anything otherwise either. You know what? We won't be able to do. Oh, ooh, that's a tricky one. Will we do Woe on November 6th, or will we celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Wraith?
Oh, you know what we're going to do.
We'll have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Both.
We'll figure something out. Tell you what, we might do a double feature.
Double feature. That sounds cool.
Double feature.
All right, man. Well, we did it today. We fucking did it. Made it work. We only had to restart three times this week, so that's not too bad. Review some of ICP comics. Look at that.
We're just talking about that.
We will be doing that. We are going to set that up very shortly. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to be talking about that, but we got to celebrate. We're celebrating Halloween. We're celebrating Carnival of Carnage. We're celebrating the Wraith. So we're going to power through these next few weeks, and they're going to be good ones.
Yeah.
But then we will get on to some weirder shit after that.
Yeah, and we don't have to go track by track with these albums. You've heard them before, but you know, it's just going to be a hangout. It's going to be a talk. Yeah. We're going to bullshit, man.
We're only 11 episodes away from our 100th episode.
Oh.
We're going to have to plan something big for that.
Yeesh. We've been doing this for 100 episodes.
Almost, man. Almost we're getting there. It's crazy.
Whoa.
Bam, team.
All right, man. Yes. All right, but let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do that. Jack, anything to say?
Yeah, Jack.
All right.
He said just keep that between me and him.
He did say keep it Keebler?
He didn't, but I will say it.
Keep it Keebler.
All right, man. Well, let's bounce out of here. Yeah, let's shuffle the fuck up on it here.
All right, we'll slide this back into the deck. Peace, all y'all. Right. Peace, Jack.
See y'all later. Have a great week. See you next week. Oh, new Cartoon Nightmare next week. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah.